So much dust and sand. And I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man.
On the topic of traveling, Arizona Highways does have a number of great guidebooks. Camping guide, driving guides. We had a texter wants to know, are y'all going to ever come out with a motorcycle or motorcyclist's guide?
Well, you know, I mean, we kind of like to think, oh, you mean for off-road motorcycles? You know, we have had people request sort of ATV guidebook and that thing, and we have talked to the folks at Game and Fish about, you know, maybe partnering on something like that at some point. No, nothing on the horizon, but we, you know, most of our scenic drives can be done with a motorcycle too.
Yes. So.
Or a bicycle, for that matter.
Hey, I wanted to bring everybody's attention while we're talking about traveling Arizona. It's an event we've done before, and it happens on a regular basis. It's a great family event. Dr. Sky leases the Dolly Steamboat on Canyon Lake, and then he fills it with his friends, and he takes you on a dinner cruise across Canyon Lake using these laser flashlights that he have that literally go miles into the sky, and he points out the different constellations, the different satellites, the space station, all the things that you can see that particular evening. We went last February, filled the whole boat with Rosie on the House listeners, and actually had the driver of the boat point out some bighorn sheep climbing up the side of the hill, had a fabulous dinner, Dr. Sky's presentation. Listen, for a great family evening, this is going to occur January 28th. Dr. Sky will actually be celebrating his 61st birthday at that particular event. Go to dollysteamboat.com, click on Astronomy Dinner Cruise, and go to January 28th. It's the next astronomy cruise that's available. It is a fabulous. We had lots of families join us last February. He wants to know if we want to put another boat together for February 25th.
So we'd love to.
Might be something we want to consider.
It's a trip you won't forget or regret.
But January 28th, you leave the dock at 5 p.m. Reservations must be made prior to January 24th. So you've only got about another week to make your reservations. Get to dollysteamboat.com.
Well, I want to talk about our staycation. We're sponsored by Sanderson Ford. But first, I want to say, to get ready for a staycation, the best thing to do would be to go to arizonahighways.com and sign up for a subscription specifically for this year, as they're going to explore Arizona, very specific areas, very specific things to do all year long. Then go
and then buy a gift subscription for all your crazy relatives back in Cleveland.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I love
keep going, Rosie.
I love
you. You're talking about exposing all our favorite places.
I love your new website. You've got I have my own portal there, and I can just go and click and renew every gift subscription. I think it's 22 or 23 subscriptions.
Wow.
And I think I got it done in 2 minutes. Just click, 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 click. Love your new website.
Well, that's great to hear. You know, those things are a constant evolution. So, yeah. But to hear that technology is working is a good message.
Well, we're all getting better. So go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz. Well, actually, it's rosieonthehouse. Yeah. .com/travelaz, and you can sign up for our staycation. You can look on there and see all the different lodging partners we have all over the state. Then look at your Arizona highways, and half the fun is putting the trip together.
Yes.
And we do have two new partners to share with you. One is a new lodging partner in Bisbee. Our winner this month is going to Bisbee. I think they're going out this week, actually. And they're staying at the Letson Loft Hotel right on Main Street in Bisbee. It's been there since 1800s, built by an Irish immigrant back in the day, and he served all the copper miners. And it was just a glorious hotel, very Western, and they've just updated it to a little loft experience, very boutique-y kind of. If you go on their website, letsonlofthotel.com, you can see the lovely decorating they've done, and I think it will inspire you to want to go and stay. And Bisbee always has arts and crafts and all kinds of cool things. History.
Quirky.
Quirky. Yeah.
Bisbee's quirky. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Bisbee would consider that a badge of honor.
Well, I think that's what they strive for. And we've featured that place in the magazine, by the way. And you know, our managing editor was just down there and talked about, you know, every time, I mean, you think you've exhausted all the possibilities in Bisbee, and it's, you know, you hear about these new restaurants and places to stay, and that's one of the best down there.
Well, when you sign up, you can sign up once a month, put in a fresh registration each month for a chance to win. And then we put a beautiful little basket for you together in your Sanderson Ford that you choose off their demo lot. In this month, we have a new partner putting in the basket, and it's SibleysWest.com. They're located in Chandler. They also have a great website, SibleysWest.com, where you can go on. There's 4,000 uniquely Arizona gifts to choose from. So our guests this month are going to be wowed with their Sibley West basket.
So not only is our lodging partner list growing, and we have Arizona Highways and Office of Tourism to thank for that, because when we call them, we usually drop your name.
By all means.
We usually drop your name. But we've got Sibley's West now in a gift basket participatory role, along with Soretta Candy, along with Sphinx Date Ranch.
Coyote Odie, can't forget.
Along with Coyote Odie. So our list of goodies going along with you on your Arizona staycation grows and grows. I love the testimonies and the pictures the people send.
We treat you to the transportation via Sanderson. We treat you to some goodies, and we treat you to lodging, and we also give you a $250 gas card. So you're pretty well set for the two-day weekend.
It's an Arizona staycation. You get to pick where you want to go. There's no blackout dates. Typically, we have run into a couple this past year. Like you can't want to go stay at the Monta Vista Hotel in Flagstaff on New Year's Eve to watch the acorn drop.
and you certainly can't ask for that in November.
You can't ask for it in November. So we did hit our first blackout. Well, Robert Steve, for editor of Arizona Highways Magazine, it's always a gas when you join us. Thanks a million.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We really, really enjoy talking Arizona Highways. Folks, when we get back, we've got the outdoor hour at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. We've got open hour, and 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking about homeowners associations. That ought to light up the lines. They're not the evil empire you think they are. We're going to talk about the good side of homeowners associations today at 10 o'clock. Y'all stay tuned. Don't miss the next 3 hours.